Today's courageous conversation comes from Lawrence Butler, a Bowdoin alum, part-time Maine resident, and retired career U.S. Foreign Service officer, a former ambassador and civilian deputy commander of U.S. European Command in Germany. I had just finished my freshman year of college and was at home in Waterville with my mother and two sisters. Both my parents had deep roots in Maine, and Waterville in particular, where my father's mother had grown up and still lived. So when my West Point-educated career Army officer father was assigned to do a second tour in Vietnam in 1971, he expected that he would retire afterwards and settle in Waterville, probably teach high school. We were finishing a wonderful 3.5-year tour in Brazil, so a return to familiar and welcoming Maine was a plus, given that I was also attending college in Brunswick. I was on an ROTC scholarship at college, which meant that I was often in uniform, walking across campus, dealing with the still-strong anti-war movement, and defending the purpose of our continued involvement in that war in a faraway land. I said goodbye to Dad in August at a cottage we rented on Westport Island near Wiscasset, and promised to write frequently. A pledge not honored, despite a deluge of near-daily letters from him sitting in the jungle to each of his children and wife. The day was June 22, 1972, mid-afternoon. I looked out the window when I heard car door slam and saw my ROTC commander from college, plus several other persons in uniform, approach the house. My initial thoughts were, what had I done? Then the knock on the door and the numbing news that Dad was reported missing in Vietnam. We were devastated and perplexed. Missing? How? Where? When? A day later, word arrived that Lieutenant Colonel Butler's remains had been recovered and identified, and he was now officially KIA, killed in action, in an artillery barrage near An Lạc. The sorrow and pain that descended on our now smaller family was intense, so much so that I have no recollection of much that transpired in the days to come. Today's courageous conversation came from Lawrence Butler.
All of the courageous conversations are archived at mainepublic.org. Just click on television. Ken Burns' new documentary, The Vietnam War, can be seen each evening, Sunday through Thursday, at 8 on Maine Public Television. It concludes on Thursday, September 28th.